Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your hostess, Latrice Carter. We have a great show lined up for you all today. Today will be our author spotlight with Kimberly Jasper. She is an indie author, freelance writer, and an entrepreneur, a boss lady at her best. She is a queen who wears her crown well. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Glad to be here.
I am well, and thank you for joining us on the show today. So appreciate it. You and I talked about 2 years ago, so it's always nice to be able to catch up with those that I first talked with when I first launched entertainment magazine, Sister's Place. So you have your next novel that you're working on. It's called The Evolution of Stella Monroe. Can you please tell us a little bit about that and what our audience can expect?
Well, it's actually the prequel to my first novel, which is What Hatred Breeds. And, you know, that one was like a kind of like a labor of love for me, and listening to kind of like the readers and what they liked about the book and, you know, what they wanted to know more of was Stella. I had like part two all lined out, all mapped out, and it was going to continue on with the lead character, Kayla, and nobody really cared about that character. They wanted to know all about Stella and how she got the way she was, and so that was the birth of The Evolution of Stella Monroe. And just it's kind of like chronicling her life from birth pretty much until she gives birth to her son. And, I like I said, it was – and then I was able to actually answer a lot of the questions that some of my readers had about Stella and what they wanted to see, you know, as far as her character and, you know, mainly it was just me answering the reader's question. What about Stella?
Okay. So do you have a favorite character in The Evolution of Stella Monroe?
The reason why she was, you know, I can say she was like a favorite for me was because I was able to go as far as I wanted to with her character. I didn't have any limits as far as she was concerned. She could be as wicked, she could be as low down, she could be as mean and as crafty, and I was able to just artistically express myself with her.
Okay.
Not to mention, everybody loved her.
awesome. Now, do you find at times that you struggle with your writing when you're trying to tell a story, and how do you overcome that?
I believe every writer has some type of struggle because sometimes, like in life, you have an idea of what you want and where you want the character to go, and what you want to do with the character, with the storyline, with all of that. The best advice I got was actually from my mom, who's also a writer, and she said to always leave room for the characters to write themselves. And a good example would be with Stella, where she's like flat out wicked with no explanation in What Hatred Breeds. But when I went to go write her story, you almost feel sorry for her, which I did not intend. I wanted her to burn at the stake. That's what I wanted.
Burn, Stella.
Burn, because you're wicked and you're evil and you need to be punished. And even originally in What Hatred Breeds, I wanted to save the character. I wanted her to... you know, just to redeem herself. And no, Stella did not want to be saved. Stella wanted to be wicked. She wanted to be evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go ahead and follow that, regardless of what I had planned. And that struggle
mm-hmm.
caused a writer's block for about 4 years.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, and I can honestly say now I understand that now.
I know
I
you
understand
can.
That writer's block.
Yes. And there's no getting around it until you allow the character or the storyline to go according to their plan, not to yours.
Right. So you pretty much, you allow your character to talk to you and allow them
exactly.
to write that story. Yes. That,
exactly.
I love that. So
exactly.
as an author, there are, you know, we all struggle with, right, either going the traditional way or going the indie route. Having been an indie author yourself, do you foresee any struggles for indie authors versus going to the traditional publisher route?
Yeah, the struggle is, of course, it's all on you. Everything
mm-hmm.
is on you. And when you have, you know, a day job and other things to do, marketing is really hard because you don't have an engine behind you kind of like just pumping out like, hey, this author is here. You know, the
mm-hmm.
the hardest thing is to have this masterpiece that you've created and no one knows about it.
Absolutely. Now, you are a businesswoman, a boss lady. You are, you know, an entrepreneur. You're an author. 2018, I would say, has kicked to be a great year for women and
yes.
really focusing toward Black women. As a Black woman yourself, what are your thoughts about Black women standing up and being more empowered in 2018?
I love it. I do see more. I've always been like that, but I do see more
mm-hmm.
of now it's a movement of, you know, mm-hmm. really recognizing Black women for what it is that they're doing, for their creative talents, for their intelligence, for their mind, and then women empowering each other, and such as what you've done, which I greatly appreciate, with us, always encouraging me from the very beginning, from the very first book until now, and we need that. We need more of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what advice would you give a young Black girl coming up? If you can, you know, be able to be on a panel, what advice would you give that young Black girl? Because that's something that we as Black women, I think we have to be accountable for our youth, as far as like empowering
yeah.
and guiding them. What advice would you give our Black beautiful girls coming up?
It sounds cliche, but the greatest advice that I've received, you know, probably what I'm going to say, but the greatest advice that I've received is to be yourself and
mm-hmm.
take time to figure out who that self is, not who
mm-hmm.
others perceive you as or tell you you are, but who that is, because that also helps you to find what your purpose is. I have always been a writer. Always been a very outspoken storyteller, always.
Mm-hmm.
And in staying true to that, it's helped me, you know, growing up. It gave me confidence. It gave me, you know, because I'm able to speak up for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't
mm-hmm.
speak up for myself in real life, I'll speak up for myself in one of my characters. So that was
no,
the advice
real.
That I was. Exactly. I do it all the time. Piss me off, I'm going to put you in my book and I'm going to tell you business.
Ooh, yeah,
but,
girl. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Ooh.
Exactly.
Now,
and that's the greatest advice that I got was to be yourself. And it, because that's being authentic. You know, my mom used to say, everybody else is already taken.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's cliche,
absolutely.
But it works.
It does. Oh, look, it's old school, it's old fashioned, but it works.
It works, exactly.
Now, having said that, has anyone ever made you mad and you wrote about them?
Of course.
Oh,
of course. All three of my books, somebody done pissed me off.
Get ready. Get ready. Okay. Do not make an author mad. You might end up in a book.
Yeah, I always say, I'm an author. Anything you say or do can and will be used in one of my novels.
Okay. Y'all heard it here first. So why don't you tell our audience where they can find you on social media and how they can get your books.
Okay. The best place to find me is on Instagram, and it's at KR Jasper Writes, and the link is in my bio, and it goes directly to my website, and you can find my books there. That's the best place. So I'm also on Amazon. But I prefer you buy it straight from me so that Amazon doesn't take all
my money. That's right. That's right. Heard it here. Because I do the same thing. It's so important to have your own website. You know, everybody uses Facebook as their website, but that's not your website. You really, really, really want to sell your book from your website. That way you make a more of a profit as an author, especially indie author. So what's next for you in 2018? So what's going on?
Well, 2018, I will be releasing The Evolution of Stella Moreau. I'm really excited about that. I've had people that have been waiting for that for like a couple of years now, but I'm in school, so I've had to like kind of write when I can. But I'll be releasing that, and then I have two other books that I'm releasing because I do write in every genre. I don't stick to one genre. I write wherever. Okay. Yeah. I have The Chronicles of Epiphany Jones, volumes 1 and 2. Those are adult fiction.
Okay.
And if you get the clean version, then it's women's fiction.
Ooh, okay.
And then the What Hatred Breeds and The Evolution of Stella Moreau, those are paranormal fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And the two others that I'm releasing are actually, inspirational self-help. And that is Things Are Lost Within the Fire, A Guide to Letting Go, and Get Out, A Guide to Escaping Violence.
Ooh, I love that. You make sure you come back on the show because October is Domestic Violence Month, and so that would be a great month for you to come on the show and talk about that violence, the inspirational novel for women to hear, that beautiful story, that beautiful plot. What made you write that particular story?
Definitely personal experience. And
what
I learned was they didn't give me the signs of abuse until after.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had known prior to getting married and, having kids, the signs, because I did see the signs. I just didn't know they were signs. And I definitely want to equip my daughter and all the young girls out here that it's not just jealousy. And I don't care how cute he is. And, you know, when he's asking certain questions, when you feel like you can't go someplace or do something because he'll get mad, no, that's a problem. You need to put on your Nikes and run.
That's right. Don't take no lip.
And I didn't know that. I thought he just liked to know where I was at. I just thought he was concerned. And, a little controlling, and that much I knew, but I figured, I can handle it. And I just wanted to show them a different face of domestic abuse, because the one thing that I did hear was, I can't believe you let that happen. And that's not anything you let happen. And it doesn't matter how strong a woman. And see, the thing is, because I am a very strong individual, they figure, surely that didn't happen. And I did remain silent because of some of the backlash that people, were saying. And it just, but I thought, I want to help, even in talking to, because this past October I did speak at a panel for domestic violence. And the one thing that people said was, oh, my God, you look, and I was like, yeah, it doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. On the inside.
Right, what's on the inside. That's right.
Exactly. That's what I need to work on. And if I can help in any way, doing that. And one of the things, of course, is to show the signs. You know, this is what a malignant narcissist looks like, important, and it's being ignored. And so you're getting with this guy, and you think he's just concerned about you, and you don't realize how much trouble you're in until you're running for your life. So that was the main thing.
Okay. Well, that is awesome. I'm so proud of you. You know, Sisters Plays, we support our indie platform, our indie authors.
I know you do. I so appreciate it. I so appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. So everyone, you guys have heard it here first. This is Kimberly Jasper. Make sure you're following her on social media and visit her website. The link is in the bio. On our page. It's on the link to the show here. Follow her. Get her book, support her. Indie authors, we need your support. And one more thing indie authors truly need, we need those reviews, y'all. Let us know how you feel. You know, if you liked the book, if you didn't like the book, you know, it helps us out.
It does help.
As well. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like pulling teeth to get people to write reviews. Have you come across that?
I have. I have. Just write a review, tell them how you like it. If you like it, you know, if you didn't like it, just tell me. But if you liked it, please let everybody know. Yes.
Yeah. Don't post if you did not like it on Amazon.
Let me know. I want to know.
Right. So hit her up on her website, y'all. Follow her. Please support our indie authors. Kimberly, you are more than welcome to stay on board and listen to the rest of the show. We have a musical feature as well as a poetry corner today. Right now, we're going to get into and smooth right over to our musical spotlight with Lyrica Lynn. Her song is called Come In, and you guys check this out. Kimberly, hold on.
Coming out of. Let me dry your tears. Welcome to my kingdom. Welcome to my peace. Let me take your burden. Let me lighten your load. My yoke is easy. I bid you come.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Lyrica Lynn, titled Come In, from her EP, I Won't Hold Me Back. So I hope you guys liked that. Let us know what you thought about our music feature, our music spotlight with Lyrica Lynn. Kimberly, what did you think of the music, the song?
I loved it. That's why I stayed listening to it. I loved it. I think it was beautiful, very inspirational.
Yes, and it fit the format. It fit the format of the show perfectly. So I'm totally geeked about this new feature on our showcase. And thank you for hanging on to listen to the show. We will be talking with our next indie author next on the show, Tony LaRue. But meanwhile, I want you guys to go to our Facebook page, Sisters Place, and check out our feature artist, Kimberly R. Jasper, and follow her on social media. Like she said, you can definitely find her on Instagram. So it's K-R Jasper Wright, right? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yes,
K-R Jasper Wright. W-R-I-T-E-S.
Yes, y'all follow her on Instagram. She posts some great empowering boss lady queen in heels moves, okay? That's what I'm talking about. We doing our thing today. As we wait for our second guest to call into the show, we also want to give an update. If you'd like to be featured on Sisters Place, hit me up, follow me on Instagram. Sisters Place is now on Instagram, thank God. Also Facebook page is Sisters Place. Follow us, inquire. You can send an email to interviews@sistersplace.com. SISTAHSPLACE.com, and we will work with you and get you scheduled for the show. We're booking now. Mark is almost booked. We got one slot left, so we're trying to book up for the summer. So come on, y'all. Let's get it. Everybody that's been on the show, they'll tell you it's a great platform. Visit our website.
Yes, it is.
Sisters Place. And it is just that time. I am about to introduce another best-selling indie author. Her name is Tony LaRue, and she is the author of Abandoned Secrets. She is author of No Kissing, and I've read them both, and she has a new novel out called Abandoned Secrets 2. Tony LaRue, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. How you doing, love?
I'm doing good. It's nice to talk to you.
Yes. She was a big help for me, you guys, for publishing my novel, Deceitful Secrets. You know, I love her to death, and I'm so happy to have her on the show today.
Oh, you're the best.
Thank you. So tell us about Abandoned Secrets 2, the follow-up to Abandoned Secrets.
Right. So Abandoned Secrets, Lost Souls, it literally takes the place right after Abandoned Secrets. To give a little backstory, Abandoned Secrets kind of follow the journey of Monroe Connors as she tried to locate her mother, and while doing that, she kind of exposed the underground world of human trafficking. So part two literally takes place right after that, and it kind of goes into the story of how Monroe is dealing with the aftermath and things like that. But I also introduced some new characters, one being Elizabeth, and she's a mother of a human trafficking. Vic kind of wanted to tell that story because I didn't feel like I really touched on it that much on the first novel. So this one I kind of wanted to delve into that story with how the victims are, you know, are affected. So Monroe and Elizabeth pretty much team up to to pretty much track down her daughter to figure out what happened to her daughter. Is she still alive? What's going on? So that's really how that story takes place.
Okay. Do you have a favorite character in the second novel here, Lost Souls or Abandoned Secrets?
Yeah, I would say writing Elizabeth's character was very, I had to kind of be in a very vulnerable place. Even though I don't have children and I don't know what it feels like to lose a child, I really wanted to capture that emotion and capture that energy. So I think writing her character was one of my favorite things to do, because it was really out the box for me, because I really had to put myself in that mind frame.
Okay. Now, and Abandoned Secrets 2 is available on Amazon, and it is available in bookstores yet?
It's available on Amazon. It's available in bookstores locally. So if you're in the Las Vegas area, they're in bookstores in Las Vegas.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Now, you have another novel that you have released, and I read her first book, Abandoned Secrets, and I just got Abandoned Secrets 2, Lost Souls, and I have read No Kissing. Now, No Kissing knocked me off the floor, okay? I love this book. So so why don't you tell everybody a little bit about No Kissing?
Okay, it's so funny because that's everyone's reaction to that book. I mean, it's kind of, I guess you can say it's a love triangle of sorts. It kind of has you enter the mind of three individuals. You have Langston, who is an author. He grows an obsession with his mentor, and they start an affair. The wife, who is Josephine, she knows about the affair, but it kind of comes to a point when she starts feeling like she's losing control, and her ultimate goal is pretty much being compromised. And then that's kind of where the story unfolds. But it's a lot of twists and it's a lot of turns. So I don't say too much because it'll kind of give away the ending of the story. But I will say most people have had your reaction to No Kissing.
Yes, y'all got to get that. Awesome. I loved it. Oh, my God. Yeah. So what was the journey like writing this particular novel? Because No Kissing, you wrote this novel, to my understanding, years ago.
Right. So what was the journey for No Kissing?
Yes.
Okay. So like you said, I actually started No Kissing before Abandoned Secrets, the first one. This was like the first book I actually sat down to write, and for some reason I just felt like it was missing something, so I'll write a piece of it, and then I'll go and do something else, and then I'll come back to it months later. And then finally I just sat down, because I was like, I just have to get it out. And then the story just kind of came to me. So it was a long time coming, and it's so weird because that's actually literally the first novel I start writing, and I released multiple novels before that one.
Awesome. Well, you know what? It was worth the wait. It was worth the wait.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you're welcome. So are you working on any other projects that's going to be coming out in 2018?
I am. So right now I just finished a little quickie book is kind of what I call it. It's like a short story I like to release. It's called Immoral, and it kind of it's about this psychiatrist who is actually a sex addict, and it kind of follows her journey.
Sex addict, ooh, come on now.
So Yeah, she actually gets involved in an affair with one of her patients. So it kind of tells that story. A little quick story. I actually just finished. I'm looking to release that at the end of February. And then I also have a full-length novel coming out in April. And it's about a woman who she has amnesia, so she doesn't know who she is. She doesn't really recognize her family, but all she knows is that there's somebody out there that's trying to kill her, so she's trying to put the piece of her life together so she can figure out who this person is.
Oh, okay, okay. And you have a title for that book yet?
That one is Amnesia.
Oh, it's Amnesia. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's called Amnesia.
Okay, okay, okay. Disco. Look, this sounds interesting. Okay. I have some books today to add to my reader's list. Kimberly Jasper and Miss, some more books by Tony, because I have a couple of Tony's books.
I try to think that out the box stories that I haven't read before, so it's challenging, but it's fun.
Okay, okay, I like that. This is 2018. You know, we've kicked off as a phenomenal year for women, especially Black women. What do you feel empowered about for 2018 as a Black woman that you foresee happening this year?
Man, I just like it's a great time to be a woman. It's a great time, like you said, it's a great time to be a Black woman. I'm really starting to feel a lot of unity amongst our community, and it just makes me feel good, and it just makes me feel empowered and feel like, you know, we can do anything. If we really stick together, we can accomplish so much. And I just feel like 2018 is really our year, because I've seen such strength in the Black community when it comes to women, and it's so exciting, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. So I think it's just great things from here on out.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Now, you freelance for Sister's Place as well, and you have what we call Black Wall Street.
Yes.
Because it's so important for Black people to understand money management and a legacy and wealth. What tips would you give a young millennium when it comes to money and wealth?
I would say one of the best tools a young person can acquire is learning to be an entrepreneur. It's not necessarily saying that you have to start your own business and run your own business, but it's really important to know how business works so that eventually you can, because you can invest in businesses, there's different aspects, but you need to know how money works, and you need to know the benefit of ownership, the benefit of entrepreneurship. And I always feel that you should not let one job or one employer decide whether or not you're able to feed your family. And so the best way to overcome that is to have multiple streams of income. And you can do that by investing. You can do that by starting side businesses. You can, you know, start a business that you run and you control on a daily basis. But especially with the Black community, we have to get out of the mindset of, let me just get a job. You want to think bigger than that, and you want to think about creating generational wealth so that your kids don't have to start from scratch like you did, and their kids have a little, you know, have a little bit further start, and it'll just create a cycle where generations are going further and further. It's a, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You have to start somewhere.
Absolutely. And that is so important in the Black community, because when someone in our family dies, it's more so like they leave debt instead of wealth. There's no
legacy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's something really important that we have to teach, not just our kids, but teach your nieces and nephews, leaving a legacy, generational wealth. That is so important, and I'm real big on multiple streams of income.
Yeah, it's important. I know you are, Latrice.
That's key because, you can wake up tomorrow and your employer can say, we've eliminated your department.
Exactly.
And you're sitting there looking like, but dang, if you don't have any other income coming in, then you're going to collect unemployment. Unemployment is not going to compensate for that replacement of that income that you was earning monthly. So
it's not.
It is really key. And I was talking to someone about Black women have really, we are truly entrepreneurial mindset. And so there's a lot more Black women going, becoming an entrepreneur. Those statistics are really they're not overwhelming, but it's great to see. And that inspires
right.
me, like, wow, people are actually leaving their day jobs. That's a goal.
and it's amazing. Black women we're one of the most highest educated groups in America. Like, that's crazy.
Right. But we are underpaid. Women in general,
underpaid, underappreciated.
Yes. Okay. But we're gonna change that in 2018. Okay.
Absolutely.
We're changing that. So one last question for you: what advice would you give to a dreamer?
Stop dreaming and work. it's like they say, a goal without action is a dream. You have to start somewhere. We're living in a time where you can literally make your dreams come true. Like, it's so, I won't say it's easy, but it's obtainable. So there is no excuse. You just have to start. You have to push your fears aside, and you just have to start. Just do it.
Absolutely. That's right. Dreams are still dreams if you're not doing nothing about it. Turn it into a goal, implement that goal into a plan, and execute. That's the only way. That's the only way. Well,
you got to start somewhere.
Yes, you do. And why not start with just writing your dream down? That's what I did. Write your dream down, then make some goals out of it, and then write the plan, and then execute it. You can do it. There's nothing you can't
do.
There's nothing stopping you but you.
Exactly, but you.
Yes, but you. So tell our audience where they can find you on social media and how they can get in contact with you. So they can get your books and keep up with you, with what you got going on.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you can find me on Tony LaRue, and that's Tony with an I. So TONILARUE. And then I'm also on Instagram at Tony LaRue. Again, Tony with an I. You can also hit me up at Gmail. So it's authortonylarue@gmail.com.
Okay. Awesome. So you guys, follow her on social media. I will repost her information as well as our first guest, Kimberly Jasper, on our Facebook page. And follow them on social media so you can keep up with them. And don't forget, go out and get their books. Order their books.
Please.
Order the books. And most important, write a review. Write a review.
Yes. Reviews are important.
Yes, write a review. All right, guys. So, Tony, thank you so much for being on the show. You're welcome to stay on to listen to our poet. We have a Poetry Corner coming up.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. As well, thank you, Kimberly, for being on the show as well. I appreciate you, ladies.
Thank you.
In the authors at their best. We doing our thing. We Black women all this beautiful melon sitting over here.
Appreciate the support.
All right, then. All right, ladies. While I'm waiting for our poet to call in, he might be a little late, but our show is over at 1 today, guys, but you can definitely re-listen to the replay shortly after the show if you missed it. But I want you all to go out and support our beautiful authors and support indie authors. Support all indie authors. Support Black women. This is our year, 2018. Every year is our year, but this year we are just phenomenal. All right now? So up next will be our Poetry Corner. This is something very brand new that we have launched, and we decided to get the spotlight on some on some poets, some spoken word artists, and today's spoken word artist will be, he goes by the name Greatest Poet Alive, GPA, also known as James Gordon. He has a website and a YouTube channel. You guys definitely check him out. He is Chicago's own talent right here. You can go to his YouTube channel, which is called Greatest Poet Alive, and check him out just to check out his poetry, his spoken word style. I have posted his link to his website in our Facebook page. You guys definitely want to go there and check it out as well. And while we wait for our poet to call into the show, let's handle some in-house real quick. today's music was by Lyrica Lynn. She was our music featured artist on the show today. Her EP is titled I Won't Hold Me Back, and the song that we played today was called Come In. You guys definitely want to go visit her YouTube channel and check her out. She has a beautiful voice, beautiful song, and on our next show, which will be February 10th, we will also feature some more of her music as well as a couple other artists. And if you are interested in being on our Poetry Corner, hit me up at Latrice@sistersplace.com to be featured, or you can post in on our Facebook page, Sisters Place, or on our Instagram page, Sisters Place, to be added to the show. We host the show twice a month on Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And if you're interested in being interviewed on our platform, please email interviews@sistersplace.com, and we will get you scheduled for a show. And we love to support not just indie talent, but mainstream talent as well. Join our show. All right, guys. Since we are waiting on our artists to call in, we're going to go ahead and play another feature song. Here is our spoken artist. Hi, James. How are you?
I am excellent. I am wrapped
awesome.
In 6-tall, 231 pounds of melon and muscle and confidence and cockiness, looking absolutely gorgeous in my Brooks Brothers on a Saturday, ready to deliver this scintillating poetry. I call it cinematic poetry, you know, motion picture poetry. As soon as you give me the go-ahead, thanks for having me on your show. On a Saturday? Oh, man, I'm so jacked.
All right, guys. So here we have it. He is the greatest poet alive right here out of Chi-Town.
Chi-Town,
ladies and gentlemen, greatest poet alive. You got the spotlight.
I was late for her lunch. She only got 30 minutes for lunch, and I was late by 17. Of course, she came out steaming, angry because she had made lunch and wanted to share it with me. And I said, hey, you know how 290 is. It gets a little backed up. It was now 16 minutes left. I said, we can spend the rest of the time together. She said, we only have about 15 minutes. What can you do with 15 minutes? And this is what I told her. Just give me 15 minutes. That's all that I ask. Give me 1 minute to say hello to you and ask you how you are. Give me 2 minutes to wrap you in an embrace and just exist there. Give me another 2 minutes to allow my eyes to travel your physical landscape, my fingers to touch your face and your hair, my nostrils, to inhale deeply your womanly scent. And give me another minute to tell you how absolutely gorgeous you look and how terribly I've missed you. Then give me 1 minute to kiss your lips lightly. Another minute to kiss your lips fully. Give me 1 minute to kiss you and take your breath away. Then give me another minute to kiss you and take that breath back. Then grant me 30 seconds to stare in your soul and you reciprocate. And another 30 seconds for my comprehension to catch up. And grant me 1 minute to wrap you in an embrace, but this time pull you so close no air exists, physical forms, our tongues can meet and step in the name of love. And then grant me 1 minute to do absolutely nothing except hold your hand and stare at God's sky. Then grant me one final minute. Unfortunately, to tell you how much I've enjoyed this time together, I cannot wait to see you, hold you, and kiss you again, so just give me 15 minutes. And I know your lunch break is just about up, and your job has good benefits. I don't want you to lose it, so please go back inside. If we happen to be standing outside and it's cold like it does get in the greatest city in the world, please go in when it's warm. And your phone has been ringing. And it's been beeping. So if you must, if you truly must, by all means, go back to him. But first, just give me 15 minutes. That's all that I ask. My poem.
All right now. All right. Thank you. All right, y'all. That was the greatest poet alive. You guys can check him out, and his link to his website is on our Facebook page as well. Follow him on social media. Check him out on YouTube called Greatest Poet Alive. James, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Do I still have more time?
But you get 7 minutes. We have a show line, show lineup that we follow. I thank you. If you'd like to come on again and share some more of your poetry, your spoken word, our next show is February 10th. We'd love to have you. Check it out. Check him out, guys. Follow him on social media. We truly appreciate you. And James, thank you so much for sharing today in our Poetry Corner Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. All right, everyone. That is our show today. We want to thank our guests, Kimberly Jasper, Tony LaRue, and our featured music artist, Lyrical Lynn, and our special Poetry Corner guest, Mr. James Gordon, a.k.a. the greatest poet alive. Thank them both all for joining our show today. Follow them all on social media. Check them out on YouTube as well, on their YouTube channel. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and we will post all the links in our Facebook page. Here is our quote of the day. Walk like you have 3,000 ancestors walking behind you. Walk in your greatness. You were born to be great. Until next time, stay woke, stay safe, and walk in your purpose. Join us here on Sister's Place on February 10th, 2018. Be safe, y'all, and have a great Saturday afternoon. This is your hostess, Latrice Carter, signing off. Appreciate you. Thank you.